Being Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
Indeed, 24 minutes to 8 and time for our focus to turn now to the environment and being green. And it's a very good morning to John Richards. Top of the morning, John.
Yeah, hi, Mark. Yeah, going good, eh? So beautiful. Climate change. Now, don't groan. Climate change. Don't groan. Global warming. Don't groan, please. Do we really know what will happen? You know, I wonder. You know, I'm deeply involved in doing the research and all that sort of thing. We have to in this being green because that's what it's about. But do we really know what will happen? For instance, we all know the name Albert Einstein, not to be confused with the musicologist Alfred Einstein. And we know the famous E equals MC squared thing, even if we're a bit hazy about what it means. But I certainly didn't find the name Milankovic rolling off my tongue. Yet he should be commemorated as a very great scientist. He didn't get the Nobel Prize or anything. Milutin Milankovic was born in Serbia the same year as Einstein and died just a year or two after the celebrated physicist. He was a mathematician, astronomer, geologist, climatologist, engineer, truly one of the great polymaths of the century. But his name is familiar to climatologists in the term Milankovic cycles. And it's worth remembering that term, Milankovic cycles. The news headlines seem obsessed with global warming, climate change, 1.5 degree temperature increase, fossil fuels versus sustainable renewables. We've covered the territory here on Being Green, haven't we just? And it's very important not to be diminished. Public understanding has gone a long way to helping policymakers, industrialists, engineers, designers make informed choices to avoid the worst pitfalls of unwise development. But back to Milankovic and those cycles. We're in an interglacial right at the moment. Big, fancy word, interglacial. It simply means it's a warm period between ice ages. It is warmer. It has been warmer for at least a couple of thousand years. So what about this global warming thing? It is really just a blip on the Milankovic cycle. A significant blip for us humans, but not really a huge thing in the long-term history of the planet. What do we mean? Milankovic studied long-term changes in the Earth's orbit, which moved from more eccentricity to less in a cycle of 100,000 years. Superimposed on that cycle was another 41,000, reflecting the change in axial tilt, the tilt which produces our seasons. And then there's precession or wobble in our rotation, which has a period of 23,000 years. So you get 100,000 years, 41,000 and 23,000. When these three cycles are added mathematically, they produce a characteristic shaped curve which parallels the warming and cooling cycles of the Earth. And that was observed in the polar ice studies. Ice ages giving way to warmer, wetter interglacials, cycling back to colder, drier periods of ice ages. We're talking thousands and thousands of years here. Certainly during his lifetime, his ideas were not regarded as credible, but time and climate science has proved Milankovic right. And these changes or cycles influence the temperature regions of the planet most. So you have an ice sheet growing over much of Eurasia and North America and retreating in the interglacials. And contrast between the northern hemisphere and the southern hemisphere. At present, we've got the Antarctic ice sheet pretty stable over the South Pole, but the North Polar region much warmer. Hang on, though. We're actually heading towards an ice age, and the overall Milankovic curve is definitely downward. But it will be a few thousand years still before it really becomes a problem for the folk in the most populated countries of Europe, Asia and North America. We're understandably more concerned with the next 30 or 50 or at most 100 years and the contribution of little old industrial us to greenhouse gas emissions and man-made global climate warming, which could be catastrophic for our species. But really, do we know? But the long Milankovic climate cycles of glacials, ice ages and interglacials have had a profound effect on us too and implications for human evolution. During the ice ages, the sea level subsided by huge amounts, 100 meters or more, and more dry land emerged from beneath the waves. Rainforest habitat gave way to more open woodland and savanna, where it was an advantage for a man-ape to walk upright on two legs, bipedalism. We know, for instance, that the Agulhas Plain was vast in the last glacial, and that Stone Age humans had a food-rich habitat, which led to rapid development in culture. So, the prehistory of Homo sapiens has been intimately related to global transformations following the Milinkovitch cycles. And our species is what it is because we were able to survive and adapt through better indulgence, intelligence and knowledge, because of our bigger, unique brains. So, pause for a moment to pay tribute to one of the dedicated scientists who has contributed to the understanding of how climate cycles through change. Milutin Milankovitch.
Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
Our blue planet is made up of air, water and land. Together they form the biosphere. When you add white and red to our blue planet, you get Remax. Care, consciousness and commitment. At Remax, we don't just work in the community, we live there too. That's why we are committed towards a sustainable ecosystem. Skills development and training. A home is four walls. Our vision is forever. Visit remaxliving.co.za. Remax. Above the crowd.